stand in his judgment for those who do wrong. People will say, God done me wrong. He sent me to hell. No, you chose it. He made sure because he's right. That's what you get. Am I right? So, this is why he sent life. Because he knew apart from life, you're dead. You're going with Satan. And Satan can't turn himself around. He headed straight for hell and destruction. He's already been judged. That's where he's going. And he's trying to work catastrophe and tear up and destroy and bring misery upon the human race and the human that God created. He loved so much that he gave everything. I mean, he didn't look among the angels. He didn't look. He went in the Godhead and got the best he had, and that was his only son. To die and redeem you and bring you out from under the control of this lousy, evil, broke down, twisted foot devil who is working habits in people's lives, and people still trying to be happy apart from God, and they're sinking deeper and deeper. But I come to tell you, that old song said, I was sinking deep in sin, far from what? Peaceful shore. I was sinking to rise no more. But I heard the master call to me. How did he reach me? With his amazing grace. I was about to sink to never recover. But Jesus rescued you and me. For what reason? So you could be with him. He will live in his goodness, in his glory, in his power, in his mercy. Forever. The devil couldn't rally or change it or shake it. Just because Satan departed from God, God had not changed one little odor. He is still just as much God now when Lucifer was with him as he is when he apart from him. Are you listening to me? So he came so you can have life. Don't be a fool and don't be foolish. And don't let the enemy deceive you thinking you got something when you're perishing. That's why this gospel, the good news, must be preached, must be told. You must know. So you can choose life because he came to bring life. Listen to these words. 2 Peter. I got to move. Whew. Oh, man. 2 Peter 1:3. Y'all go ahead so the people can see it. Come on, follow me now. I need y'all to. 2 Peter 1:3. According to his divine power. Notice what it says. According as who? His divine power has given unto us what? I think we mentioned it before. How many things? That pertaineth unto what? Life and godliness through the. Notice it come through knowing him, knowing what he knows. The knowledge of him. Through the knowledge of him. All things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. That has called us to what? Glory and what? Virtue, goodness. That virtue is, has to do with the goodness of God. The goodness of God. That's what he called us to. Go to the next verse. I wasn't going to read that, but let's read it. Wherefore are given unto us what? Exceeding. What is this? What the word exceeding says to you? What is the meaning of that to you? While you're thinking, to me, it's just not normal. It's just not just the norm. It exceeds. It goes far beyond what you expect. Which, can you agree? So he said, given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. And he said about his promises, I don't have time to turn there. All of my promises in him is what? Yes and amen. By these, what? By being partakers of his promises, look what happened. By these, ye might be what? Partaker. What is partaker? Being a part of. Partaker of his divine nature. What you mean, Father? You might be like me, independent of all this stuff. All this stuff has been thrown at you. All this stuff that been created in this have been brought forth by the sins of Adam and Satan has to bring all this. He said, even though he bring that stuff here, you are independent of it. He can't rule you with it. He can't put it on you. He cannot control. He has no right, no ability when you walk in the fullness of this redempted right. When you are partaker of this divine nature, you escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. You escape it because corruption can't overcome righteousness. Corruption cannot overcome the goodness of God. Corruption cannot make God become spoiled. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Romans 8:2, Romans 8:2 says, for the law of the spirit of life, this is a Passion translation. For the law of the spirit of life flowing through the anointing of Jesus has liberated us. What have it done? Do you understand what the word liberated mean? Have freed me from the law of sin and death. These laws that sin and death inflicts on us and push on us and force on us and control us by, the law of the spirit of life has liberated me from it. He cannot put that on me. He has to find some place where I'm negligent or ignorant or don't know that he can inflict these things on me. But when I know my rights, I know who I am in Christ, he cannot do it. I have the name, I have the word, I have the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, go ahead, I'm going to try this. I shouldn't say that. I'm going to start on this. Isaiah 43:10. I see now. 43:10, you have it. Isaiah 43:10. This is in the Passion Translation, please. I'm going to get started. Y'all listen. Yahweh says, you are my witnesses, my chosen servants. I've chosen you in order that you would be, that you would know me intimately. See, that's why I chose you. That you would know him intimately. Believe me always. How long?